Welcome to the call. And at this moment, I also welcome those who joined in BS Radio. We're live on the internet. Thank you all for being here. And we have a bunch of people on the phone line on the call and more people joining in. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Hi, Dane. Did you get me? South Carolina?
Yes, welcome to the call.
Who was that in South Carolina?
Guy Dean.
Wait a second. Hi, did you get that?
Not 100%.
Me either.
Dyke.
Wait
a second. It sounds like Zyke. Zyke?
With a D, right?
D, yeah, D-Y-K-E.
Yes, right.
Oh, okay.
Now, that is a dangerous name, isn't it?
Yeah, it helped me a lot growing up. Having the opportunity to grow.
I was a boy named Sue.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody ever made fun of you, did they?
No. My mom put me in martial arts when I was like in fifth grade. So
she figured she'd give you a name and that you needed to defend yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Why'd you give him that name? It made him tough.
Hi, Joel.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And we had more people join in to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dana, Oahu, Hawaii. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
We are all mothers, Gina. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Hi, Gina.
Thank you.
Happy
you
Mother's
too.
Day, Gina.
Is Lyra here? Did Lyra come back again?
No, she was here last week.
And she didn't come back?
I haven't seen her yet, no.
I'd really like to be in contact with her. If anybody knows how to get in contact with her, I'd really enjoy that.
All right.
Morning, Zoe, Sacramento.
Good morning, Zoe. Happy Mother's Day to you. Welcome
Thank
to the call.
You. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
And I welcome
Happy
to the
Zoe,
next.
And hi, this is Carolyn. I'm in Sacramento.
Hey, Carolyn. Welcome back home.
Thank you. I now have pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, last Wednesday, we fixed somebody with a staph infection, okay? Shall we try to focus in on you today, Carolyn, and get rid of your pneumonia?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah. I did see a doctor and had chest x-rays yesterday, so it's very clear what I have.
Is Donna on the line?
Not Donna from Montana, no.
No. She's the one. She sent me an email, and, you know, the doctor was telling her she's going to go in the hospital the next day. And on Wednesday, this was on Wednesday, and we all did like a group energy work on her, and boom, it went away. The next day, she was clear.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Yeah, double wow.
So let's see if we can do that on you, Carolyn.
Thank you. Excuse me.
So, Carolyn, what's going on with Carolyn?
I have pneumonia.
Where are you?
I'm in Sacramento. I got back safely, but unfortunately, I came back with pneumonia.
Okay.
Well, all I can say, it's probably better to have pneumonia here than there.
Oh, yes. I went to the doctor there, and all they did was give me cough syrup. So, of course, it just got worse and worse.
Uh-huh.
But I made it. I'm here. And I saw the doctor, and they gave me some antibiotics. And
from those who just joined in at the conference call, please say your name and location. There's two at the same time. I think I hear Steve in Flagstaff. Or is it Jim?
No, it's Jim in Sedona. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And the other gentleman, you don't sound so... Your line is not clear, but please say again your name, please.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the call.
Pleasure.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Are you a mother, Susan?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day. And
I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to the Divine Awakening Feminine and all the guys out there.
All right. Thanks.
Except for Dwayne.
He's not here, is he?
I don't know.
Not, no.
I would say that even if he was here. It doesn't matter.
It's beginning to sound like a Cheech and Chong thing.
Dwayne's not here, man. Is that Michael?
Yes, it is. Greetings. Good morning.
Good morning,
Happy
Michael.
Mother's Day.
And I believe we had more people join in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Good morning. Hi. This is Carolyn from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Carolyn. Welcome to the call.
How's it going?
Well, hey, Carolyn.
Yes?
Did anyone ever tell you you have a beautiful accent?
No. But thank you.
Is that a North Carolina accent?
Well, it's as North Carolina as I can make it. I was born and raised in this state.
You were. What city?
Well, I live in Charlotte now, but I was raised down near Pinehurst.
Uh-huh. Now, is Dave on the line this morning?
Which
yes, he
one?
Is.
Dave?
Yes. Yes, he was.
I'm
right here. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about David Nasty.
From Indiana.
Now, is that Carolyn coughing?
Yes. No.
Yep. Hi, Wynn. Dave Nasty. I was trying to talk, but I was muted.
Oh, yeah. Well... Yeah. David, I was curious how the weather was in North Carolina, but I was afraid to ask because that's your job.
Weather is beautiful everywhere on Mother's Day. How could it not?
He's absolutely right. The weather is absolutely gorgeous here today. And we're in about 72 degrees right now.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
Was Dolly Parton from North Carolina?
No. No, she was from Tennessee.
Tennessee, all right.
Neighboring state.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Am I breaking up today on my Skype?
It's so far so good.
Okay. Well, let me know. Got my cell phone ready to go if we need it. Is Terry on the line?
I'm here.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Terry, I thought I fired you yesterday.
Oh, well, I didn't get the message.
Well,
Happy Mother's Day, Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes.
Terry's not a mother, is she?
Yes,
no.
She's a mother. All the girls are mothers.
She's a mother to you.
She's a mother. You're right.
All the girls are mothers, right?
Yes. We all princess too.
Hey, Lucy. Now, I just want to point out that if you notice the way we're doing the repartee today, it's like we're including... You know, one of the reasons this little repartee got started on the line was not to create a exclusive clique, but I would come on the line and somebody new would come on, and I like to talk to them, to make them feel comfortable, to greet them. And that's the most important aspect of it. But when I do that, it sounds like I'm just, how can I say it? It sounds like I'm just joking around. But I'm really not. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I don't mean that I'm not. It's not. But really, it's like just a couple words of real interface with somebody makes them feel present. You know, they don't feel anonymous. And that's the reason for it. It's not so that we can just talk, all the people that are on the line and know each other can talk to each other. Because then it loses the most important aspect of it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean...
Job well done.
Thank you. I mean, truthfully, you know, there's... All right, Heise is saying, Wynn, you should start the tape. You should start taping. I can hear him thinking it. Right? Are you thinking that, Heise?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and Lucy, watch those thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Is Michael on the line from New Mexico?
I have not heard him, no.
All right. Well, let me see. It is 10:11. We're starting late. And... God, we don't have that many people here today. Do you know that small group?
This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, everybody. This is May 12th, 2013. This is our Sunday morning grid healing. My name is Wynn Free and Terry Brown in Sedona. And this is Mother's Day. And believe it or not, when I sent my email out this morning, I forgot to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. So, Happy Mother's Day now. Let me just see here. How many, I'm going to unmute everybody for a second. How many of you on the line are mothers?
I am.
I am.
Here.
I am.
How many women there never had children?
Me.
I never had children, no.
he's got a very deep voice for a woman, huh?
Oh, no.
In case you don't know it, that's Jim Follows. Right? Isn't that your name?
What do you mean?
He started out as a woman and he changed to a man.
Leeds. That's Jim Leeds. And, Jim, are you there?
Yeah, but I'm leaving for an operation very soon. Forgive me.
I want you to know that we are honored to have Jim, such a the distinguished fellow, here on our calls. Because
next week will be Gina Leeds next week. Yes.
I think it's going to be hard to do.
And your girlfriend might not like you.
Jim has a claim to fame. He's done at least one thing that none of us have ever done. At least one thing. But I'll tell you what it is. Let's see if anyone can guess. Anyone can guess what Jim's unique ability is? You'll never guess.
He has a sexy voice.
He has a sexy voice. Yeah. And Jim has done crossword puzzles for the New York Times.
Holy.
Wow.
You mean he makes them up?
He makes them up.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Which means he has a really good vocabulary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And mind.
Yeah, and memory.
Jim, what is the most challenging thing about making crossword puzzles?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm awful at solving them, but I love constructing them. Different mindset, I'm sure. The most difficult thing is to get a theme that runs consistent continuity and that the editors will enjoy. It has to be creative. It has to be clever. It has to be funny, especially funny. And it's very difficult.
And do you come up with the questions for the...
Well, yes, yes, the clues. Yeah, we have to have the theme entries, and then you have to clue the whole puzzle. So you're talking about an awful lot of work, especially if it's a larger puzzle, a 21 by 21, which is usually a Sunday puzzle, the grid, I'm saying, you could have as many as 300 some odd clues, and it does take time. And of course, there's no guarantee it will be accepted, and you're never paid upon acceptance, you're only paid upon publication.
Wow.
Jim, how long does it take to make a crossword puzzle?
That all depends on how quickly you think of a theme. The constructing is not as difficult as putting together a clever, witty theme.
So does it take 20 hours, 30 hours?
Oh, it could take much longer than that. It could take a couple of weeks.
Whoa.
And how much do they pay you for a good clue?
Every newspaper pays differently. Every editor pays differently. The New York Times, far and away, pays the most. The closest competitor to that, the New York Times pays $1,000 for the Sunday puzzle. The closest to that is the L.A. Times, which pays $250. So there's a huge differentiation between difference between the two. Every puzzle is different, but the Times pays the most. And, of course, they're the most persnickety.
Now, if you put something in the New York Times, can it also go in the L.A. Times?
No, because we already give our social security numbers and we sign a paper for copyright. The worst of it is that not only can it not go elsewhere, but if your puzzle is chosen by the editors of the paper to go into an anthology of puzzles, you get a copy of the book. You know, there's no extra money. You only get paid for that one shot.
Oh, my God.
So it's hard to get rich making crossword puzzles.
It's impossible. Some people do better than others, but it certainly isn't a living. Almost everyone does it as either in retirement, or they do it as a second or tertiary job.
Tertiary. You see that? There goes this vocabulary.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. That's
Jim,
nice.
Jim, you got to remember, we're a bunch of plebeians here.
No. When go off and do win things now, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Jim,
for sharing.
And he could slow his mind down enough to be with us. Isn't that amazing?
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, ridiculous. It's my pleasure.
It's all one mind, isn't it?
Well, while we're talking about Jim, I want to tell you he also plays piano like Liberace.
Wow.
And
so he not only cooks for you guys, but he entertains you as well. What a deal!
I know.
Well,
one last thing. I'm grossly underpaid.
Yeah. And not only that, he complains about anyone who leaves dishes in the sink. Which is mostly me.
Of course.
So, you know what? We just decided we were going to start today and prove that we were really human.
Everybody, excuse me, please. I have to go wash the dishes.
As soon as I said we were really human, Jim had to excuse himself. All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to do my ultimate power trip here and mute everybody. Before I mute you all, Heise, what's the name of that fellow who's like a disc jockey
Boogaloo.
Who?
Mac Boogaloo.
Mac Boogaloo. Is he on the line?
No, he isn't.
Do you have his contact information?
I do have his phone number. Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Could you email it to me?
Yes, sir.
I have to call him for something. Okay.
Right.
Okay, we have some really amazing things to talk about today, believe it or not. And, guys, let me know if my voice starts cutting out. God, this is one of the smallest Sunday calls we've done in a long time.
I think it's because it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, well, it's either because it's Mother's Day or because we're not good enough. Which, probably because it's Mother's Day. Or we're too good. Hang on a second.
Confirmative, you're too good.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm just looking here on all the people that put in healing requests. And, you know, the first time I was on George Norrie, I don't know, it was the first or the second time, and we did a Sunday call, and I swear that we had 200 people on the call that they heard the story of my sister, and they were wanting instant healing. And we had never had that many people on the call. We had never had that many people asking for anything. Some of you may have listened to that call. And I was sitting there twiddling my thumbs saying, how am I going to do this? And I kind of blew it. I went through it, but I said, well, maybe they'll just heal everybody. How's that going to work? And people were fighting for front stage so they could say what was wrong with them. And I realized that it's not really good to emphasize the fact too much that people get healings. See, now I'm emphasizing it by talking about it, but I'm also saying we're not emphasizing it. So I'm kind of getting in between the cracks, because I don't want to get everyone. What happens is that people start coming to these calls with this great expectation of a healing of some sort. And what I see is the expectation actually gets in the way of having that happen. And because from a human side, it looks like magic. It looks like there's this force up there which, let me see, is that Terry making noise? Terry, I muted you. This is some background noise. So just unmute yourself when you're going to talk to the Star Six. And that at their kind of whim, they can decide, okay, we're going to heal you, and everything gets better. But because it kind of seemed that way with my sister, except there was one big thing, which I'll say again, that after my sister got home from the hospital with her operation, she didn't go home, she went to a rehabilitation center, and I would call her every day and tell her jokes. And I made her tell the jokes to the nurse, and I called it the cheer-up committee, which is what I'm now calling my special mailings that have uplifting things in them. But they said if I didn't do the cheer-up committee, they couldn't have done the healing. That allowed them to do the healing. So what does that tell you? What does that tell me? It says there needs to be a path. There needs to be a path from there to here. And if there's no path, the energy doesn't come in. It's not just their whim of, I like you, we'll heal you, or he's good, he goes to church every Sunday, let's heal him. No, there's a path. And how do you create the path? The first thing is you have to get over the sadness, the sorrow, the fear, the loneliness. Or you at least have to go in those directions so the energy can flow. Because all of those things stand in the way of energy flow. So now you're caught in this dilemma where one side of you is saying, woe is me, I want a healing. And the other side is saying, okay, Wynn said, I got to be like this to get a healing. How do you go from woe is me, feeling sorry for yourself, even feeling pain in your body from whatever is wrong, to the point where the energy can flow? And of course, each person has to figure that out for themselves. But on some level, you have to figure it out. One of the reasons we come into these calls, and when we're having fun at the beginning of the calls, but as long as it doesn't go over the edge, and as long as it honors the new people coming in, it creates a cheer-up committee. It creates an upliftment of energy. And if you start to participate in that energy, things start lifting on the human side. And when they start lifting on the human side, the door opens to the cosmic side, where energies can flow in from other dimensions. But when your human side is all clogged up, when it's clogged up, then the higher energies can't come in. And all of us, that's our personal responsibility to do that. It's like no one can do that for you. No one can make your human side clear. You have to do it. And you have to figure out what you have to do it. And no matter what your limitations are, it doesn't matter if you're stuck in bed. It doesn't matter if you've got no money. It doesn't matter. Somehow, you've got to clear everything from your space, at least for a period of time, so that there's room for something to come in. Otherwise, your space is filled with the human garbage side of yourself, the despair side, the helpless side, the lonely side, the sick side. And how can something get through that? You can't even have a conversation with somebody because they feel all of that and they say, you're depressing me. So each of us has this challenge, and you have to do your part. You can't just sit there and say, woe is me, come heal me. And when you do your part, you open the door for the higher realms to do their part. And I see that that's how it works. Now, interestingly enough, we had Donna on the line and on Wednesday, and she was really in bad shape. She was sick, and she said she had a staph infection, and her doctor said, It's very serious. She'll have to go in the hospital the next day. And so she said, we don't usually do, you know, one of the things is like, I have this thing about being fair. And on Wednesday, she asked, and one of the people that keeps coming into our calls. And we've gotten to know who she is, just like we've gotten to know many of you by being present on these calls. So on the Wednesday call, we did a healing session. Just, what's a healing session? We just put all our energies together and directed it for Donna's healing. And the next day I got an email from Dave that Dave Agrat Mesa, that Donna sent him an email, and she woke up the next day, all her symptoms were gone, she felt great, and she gave us credit for it. So, but you see, you never know. The way this works, it's not linear. You can't really say we did that. There's no proof, but it seems to me we may have, you know. I mean, in my sister's case, it was an absolute miracle that her lupus disappeared. So that was inexplicable, other than having some kind of intervention. And some of you are learning how to feel those energies. That, for example, when you think of people you love, can you feel them as a light inside you? Or are you thinking of them intellectually or emotionally? You'll know you're really moving into spirit that when you have people that you care about, that you could feel them inside you when you focus on it. And there's no violation of free will here. It is free will, and it's like sometimes they come and go, and then sometimes you find someone that's just always there. Now, it's not like you're walking around and you say, oh, I got highs in my heart. What is that? Highs, what are you doing there? It's not like that. It's like you can think of highs at any moment. And suddenly, there's a loving energy that comes in that fills you. And, or you can think of Terry. She's easy. You think of Terry, and there's a loving energy that comes in. And you can think, you want to create friends that are like that, associates. You want to create people that when you think of them, suddenly there's this loving energy. And then you can lay there and do a meditation or sit and do a meditation and have all those people just coming up inside you and say, and you're building this loving energy and they don't even know you're doing it. Next time they talk to you, they're just really friendly. You see, you're starting to learn how to impact other dimensions and develop a group energy of people that are in their hearts. And we're doing that on these calls. And some of you are having that experience. They never say hello. They are listening on the internet. They're listening to the replays. And yet, every time you listen, you get this feeling. And I know you're having that experience because every so often I get an email from somebody that is telling me how much they've connected with us. And I don't even know who they are. I mean, they've just been in the background and they're listening. And what I see is, if you keep listening, if you keep coming back, in most cases, you are going to have a transformation in yourself. That doesn't happen the first time. It might happen the first time. I shouldn't say that. Nothing is absolute. But for most people, there's a process involved, and you have to keep doing it, because in fact you're re-educating yourself, you're re-educating your energies, you're coming in here with habits that have been established over many lifetimes, not just this lifetime. And then there's this new energy here, which is above your habits. And your habits aren't going to go away when you hang up. You may experience at first this upliftment, but you're going to most likely go back to your old patterns. So you need a lot of reinforcement of this energy to allow your old patterns to shift and let them replace themselves with something higher. And this is why it's so hard to do this all by yourself. Some people think they can, and if they can, they can. Perhaps somebody has come from a series of lifetimes where they have done this work in other lifetimes, and so they don't need a reference point. They're able to tap into it. But almost everyone comes from a long track record of habits that they've learned, hang-ups that they've learned, attitudes that they've learned, you know, like lack of self-worth, things like that. It's like embedded in everyone's consciousness. And they come into something like this, and they're not going to change overnight. They may get a good feeling. They may feel uplifted. But those habits are deep, and it takes a lot of repetitive stuff to lift them. And I was talking to somebody this week, and this is a realization I've made that I believe is true, but I don't think I've shared it. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are spending a lot of their time and money looking for ways to break these habits. And so they go to therapists. They go to weekend seminars. They go to webinars. They go to lectures. And they go to psychics. God knows what they go to. And really, on some level, most of these people, I won't say all of them, most of them just want magic. They say, help me find my man, or help me find my woman, or whatever. But people who are honest seekers, they want to get above their habits. They want to get above this side of themselves that keeps them contracted, that keeps them separated. And they're all stuck. We're all stuck because you keep bouncing off your same walls. And you go to some kind of weekend seminar and you get some sense of shift or relief. And you may even get a permanent change. But most people, they get that lift, they feel that connection, then they go back home, and they're back in their old pattern a week or two later. And it's almost like, duh, nothing happened, okay? So one of the things about doing these calls the way we're doing them is that when you experience this lifting of energy, you're doing it right in your house. You're not doing it at a weekend seminar. You're not doing it at a lecture. You haven't left your home. So when your energy lifts, you're lifting the vibration where you live, and it can stick. Plus, we do these things so many times, and, you know, we come together now, and this has been a long time building. But we come together and we hit the ground running. And no matter how I'm feeling beforehand, And even I feel like, oh, I'm not ready to do that call. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not feeling off today. Every time I'm on, I can feel it like starting 15 minutes before the calls. And that's because our energies, as soon as we start thinking about these calls, we start making the energy in other dimensions. And it starts to occur before the call. And then we hit the ground running. Now, a few years ago, the energy didn't come in until about a half hour into the call or an hour into the call. It wouldn't come in fast because people were not holding the energy. People were coming and they needed a lot of release. And so the call had to hold the space until a certain point when enough people released that this group energy would come in. You know, I sent out a couple of good quotes today. I thought exceptionally good. And one of them was sent to me by Carolyn Castro in Anchorage, Alaska. And she got a book by Anne Ray Colton called The Soul and the Ethic. And actually, I had told her, and I'll tell you guys, you probably enjoy this. There's a book that's out called My Son, Akhenaten, which was a channeled book probably about 30, 40, 50 years ago, which told the life of Akhenaten and Nefertiti from the point of view of Akhenaten's mother, who was the source for the information. And it was written by Anne Ray Colton. My Son, Akhenaten. Akhenaten is spelled I-K-H-N-A-T-O-N. And you'll probably find it interesting if you have a connection with Egypt. Akhenaten, according to Carla Ruckert, was one of those few people in history that was talking to the Ra group. So she was looking for that book, and she found this book. And she sent it to me because it so describes almost exactly what we do on these calls. And the quote is, when two or three are met in the name of the Lord Jesus to blend and mingle their soul's light, there is a dedicated expectancy to which the angels respond. From united meditation, unusual results occur. Lives are transformed. The spiritual life, when agreed upon by more than one person, activates a transforming grace. Into the lives of those who unite their faith through prayer and meditation will come far better things in life, in peace, in content. This contentment is gained gradually. It is not achieved overnight. Isn't that beautiful? That's in today's, this morning's email blast. And you can go back and read that. You can read that a couple of times because it validates what we're doing. It's exactly what we're doing. And it's exactly what I just said. This happens gradually, and it's not instant. But it also happens based on your application, based on your intent, based on your volition. If you're sitting there passive and saying, just make it all better for me, it's not going to work. You have to reach back. You know, one of the ways of reaching back, if you're feeling this energy, if you're feeling this when you come on these calls, and many of you have discovered this, we have this archive of all our calls called the Spirit Channel. And there's hundreds of these calls on there, many of them with channeling sessions on them. listen to them as much as you can take the time to do it. Download them, put them in an MP3 player. I'm going to put out an MP3 player. That's one of my projects that has like 100 hours of calls so that you can play them in the background. Because when these calls are played, these higher frequencies come in. And that if you're one of those who is committed to reaching the higher parts of yourself, then you need to keep putting input in, input, 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 until you release those old habits. Because otherwise, they'll keep coming back, they'll take over, and you'll lose them. So it takes a lot of commitment. And I want to say I got an email from Sija Hill in England. And hi, Sija, I got your email. Thank you for being here. And let's see. Oh, no. Debbie asks, when you're counting the number of people on the call, are you able to count those listening to you on BBS? No, I can't. I'm just counting the number on the call. But I figure that the number on BBS is somewhat probably correlative. If it goes down here, it goes down on BBS. But that's okay. The only problem with this work is that it seems like I'm the only guy that can bring in new people, you know, solicit radio shows. And maybe some of you don't realize how challenging it is for me to figure all this stuff out. Because we don't charge for this, and some of you may not know this, but we pay almost $500 a month to be on BBS. And you know, we decided it was that important, and we had to figure out how to make it work. And so, you know, that's how the pendant business got started a couple of years ago. And when it first got started, for probably at least a year, I never even talked about the pendants on these calls or in my mailings. I wanted to keep them totally separate because I didn't want to corrupt the energy by turning it into a place just to sell things. And, of course, a good portion of my life, I've sold things. You probably have heard me talk. I used to sell things at little festivals on the street and fairs. And I got really good at it. And I didn't want to use those abilities on these calls because I know how quickly people are to judge you, no matter what you do. And so if you sell something, you're just trying to make money. I was just having a dialogue with somebody on Amazon who was, most people love The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And it is a really great, uplifting book, half of it being the messages of the Ra group, etc. But some woman was taking it all apart and said, how come he called this The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce? He should have called it Dimensional Shift in the Ra group or whatever. Well, you know what? You go on Amazon and you can read our dialogue. She tried to take it apart and find every little thing wrong with it. And I could have just ignored it, but I decided to jump in. And as usual, it seems like it was probably a waste of time. But because people are so fixed and they want to be right and they want to make you wrong. And that little bit of aren't I smart and how they could miss all the love in the book, all the wise guidance, and realize how important that is. And sometimes I'll start talking to somebody and I'll make a difference. But most of the time, I said, what did I do that for? What a waste of time. But in any case, I was talking about healing, and we're talking about Donna in Montana. And then we have a friend. Of course, we've been doing this with Carla Ruckert, and many of you have participated. We've been sending her energy. And Carla is really easy to send energy to. Have you noticed? Terry is really easy to send energy to. And when we think of Carla, automatically, that space of loving comes in, because she has fixed herself in the hologram above her body where it's just radiant love. And when we tune into it, at least when I do, I can feel that energy. And so when it comes to sending healing to Carla, it is easy because she's opened. She is really open. So many of you have listened to her over and over again on our shows. And we have created this ongoing dialogue that never dies. We could be talking for hours on end, and we never run out because of the loving energy that's created between Carla and myself and Terry. And so her operation went really well. She's home. I didn't send this out yet, but her husband sent me, let me see if I can find this here. Jim sent me an email this morning. Here it is. Just a second. Here it is. There it went. I was just going to read it, get the energy right. Hang on. All right, update on Carla. This should open up. And Jim says, I win. Carla continues to improve and is strong in spirits and determination. She thanks everyone for their healing, love, and good vibrations. Jim. And, you know, Carla has had terrible success or unsuccess with these spinal operations. And hopefully, this will be different. Hopefully. Because she has wounds that don't heal. And, you know, messing with the spine is putting metal in your spine is not a very good thing to do to begin with. And in fact, it's a very difficult operation that a lot of people don't actually get better afterwards. And Carla has not been walking. As you know, she's in a wheelchair. So hopefully this operation is going to go better than our others. Now, right now, I have a friend named Conrad Kasserer. And Conrad is the Unity Minister, was the Unity Minister of Unity Church in Flagstaff. And there was a period when I was living in Flagstaff and I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce there. And I had the opportunity to meet Conrad. And in fact, he read that book and he gave me an endorsement on the back of it, which if you have it, you can read it. And recently, Conrad, Steve Woolard, who some of you are familiar with, who comes on our calls, he's probably on right now. Steve met me back when I would attend Conrad's church occasionally in Flagstaff, and I would play music there. And Conrad had a really bad heart attack in the last week, and he's in the hospital in Flagstaff. So Terry and I were taking the time to do some little healing meditations on Conrad. And somebody keeps updating us on Conrad's condition. And it seemed like it was fairly hopeless. Let me see if I'll give you some of the emails. Conrad. Hang on. Uh-oh. I'm not getting this. I'm looking for an email about Conrad. Oh, maybe it's in my other email here. Just a second. All right, here we go. All right. Just give you an idea of this was 6 days ago. Conrad is being ready for flight to Good Samaritan in Phoenix. He began having problems around 7 a.m. requiring the defibrillator multiple times. His left ventricle is pretty non-functional. The external pump is not giving him sufficient blood flow, so they will give him a stronger one that is available only in Phoenix. Please keep prayers coming. Okay, now, and we'll go to the next one here. Conrad is now recovering from surgery. He was barely alive when he reached the hospital in Phoenix. They took him to surgery to hook up an external pump. He is in an induced coma and on life support. They will keep him on life support 7 to 10 days. They will allow him to come out of the induced coma in about 8 hours to check him. Thank you for your prayers. And this is from Tara, who was the secretary at Conrad's church. And so, you know, Terry and I have gone up to Flagstaff. We've actually stayed at Conrad's house. And so the last few days we have been working with Conrad. I know Steve Woolard and a lot of people are working with Conrad. And he's an easy person to send loving energy to. He's open. And so yesterday, Terry was... Are you there, Terry? Can you do a star six?
Here.
Okay.
I'm here.
So yesterday, Terry was telling me that she was communicating with our sources about Conrad, and they were looking at Conrad's heart, and I thought it was really fascinating as to how it was working, how she was explaining it to me. And even for her, she had never experienced this before. So I thought I'd just, why don't you share what you saw?
Yes. So first of all, we called in late. We were working with Conrad, and we were, the Elohim, we called in the Elohim and the Ra group, Ra'an, and there was, the first thing I saw was that there were hands, different energy hands working with Conrad's heart. And the next thing I saw was that there was a part of his heart that was, like, not working. It was just non-functional. And I didn't even know at the time what had been said about it, only that he had a heart attack. And part of his heart was non-functional. And then they kept working with him, with the hands kept working with his heart. And the report for the time that we were doing that was, the report came in, there was more activity in his heart. And then after that phase, then they put a vision of a totally perfect heart over his heart, which was non-functional, and they put this shining, beautiful vision of a perfectly working heart over his heart that would be an example for the cells of his heart to follow, to follow the example of how to reformulate themselves to heal. And then they said something that it was such a difference between his heart, his actual heart, and the vision of the heart. It was so different, and I just couldn't understand how his heart could make the jump to heal. But then we started getting reports that he was improving, and then I told Wynn, I said, I'm not going to tell you what he said until, the other thing that they said until we see what happens here, and whatever it is, I'll say. it just seemed so impossible that based upon what I was looking at, because I'm like an invisible party in the background, and I just, an invisible keeping out of the way and watching everything. And that it seemed impossible that he would heal, but based upon the current situation. But then there was this very strong vision over his heart of an example of a perfect heart, perfectly working heart for his heart to follow the example to heal with. And then he started improving, which is what they said, actually said that he would do.
So then, 2 days ago, I got another...
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
You're very light.
Hello?
Hi.
Hang on a second.
I can't hear you.
Hang on. What's going on? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're getting better. You're getting louder now.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I might have to call in on my cell phone. Let me know. Is it okay? Is it normal now?
It's still a little light, but you're getting better.
I dropped out. I'm back right now.
Can you hear, Wynn?
Yeah, I hear clear.
You hear me clear?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So, here's the message on May 10th. The doctors have continued, I mean, it wasn't just his heart. All his organs were screwing up. Everything was going downhill.
His body was shutting down.
His body was shutting down. And the doctors have continued to wean Conrad off the sedation, and he is now completely free of it. It could take another 48 hours for the drugs to leave his system and for the doctors to be able to assess his brain functions. His eyes are not opening, but he's showing purposeful movement when asked to move. The cardiologist has told the family he is hopeful and asked them not to give up hope. He assured them they would not be putting the tremendous resources into his healing if there was not hope. His other organs have not worsened. The kidneys are what can take the longest to heal. They will assist his brain function. After 48 hours, and wait until Wednesday to assess the overall healing. And then they invite us to send a card. We should send them a card. Do you know that, Terry?
Yeah.
And so then today, no, yesterday, May 11th, Conrad is continuing to improve. His lungs are doing better. They are now talking about weaning him from the heart-lung machine in 2 or 3 days. He had to be sedated again because the discomfort of being hooked up to all the equipment was causing him to move too much. The doctors have been very encouraging to the family since yesterday. And then she says, thanks to all of you for creating a prayerful and healing environment. Now, Conrad is one of those people that a lot of people love. He was the minister at Unity, and he was always accessible to people, always available to talk to people. And so let's just take a moment while we're together here and send our own healing energy to Conrad. And maybe when we do a session later, they'll address some of this stuff about Conrad and healing in general. All right. And you know, Carolyn, who, see, this is the thing about coming into the calls regularly. We get to know you as a human, and as we get to know you as a human, it's easier to send energy to you in most cases. And so we know Conrad, and we know a lot of you who are coming into the calls regularly. And you're all learning how to access this energy. And Carolyn, who just came in from Uganda, was just diagnosed with pneumonia. Carolyn, would you want to unmute for a moment and so we can hear you if you want to? Star 6. Hello, Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn. Okay. Well, let's just send healing energy to Carolyn. I was hoping she would say something because it helps to make the connection.
I think she has a dial phone, so you cannot press star 6.
Oh, you can't. Oh. She has a dial?
Brenda, yes. This is Michael. I've been opening a channel through the other side from my source through you to whatever you ask and directing it to assist in the way that I know.
Thank you.
And I'm glad the others have responded well.
Hey, Michael,
something I was thinking
is you have had some amazing experiences with healing people, right?
Yes.
And, you know, tomorrow night when we're on BBS,
yes.
If you'd like to, I was looking for you earlier. I was going to say that. Why don't I have you share some of the things that have happened as a result of your working with people? Are you open to that?
I'm happy to.
Yeah.
I'm also happy to reinforce some of the things you've been addressing.
Mm-hmm.
Because very true. We have to open up channels, and the recipient may close off to them at any time. We cannot override that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, if they don't know and they don't close up to healing, we can bypass that area, and we will get that effect of the other side. Doctors, they are working on that particular person,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned with the Unity minister,
mm-hmm.
because I've seen it, and also I asked the time for that to occur because I know the channels, and I said I would require some assistance on your part and that behalf, and it's happened a lot of times. And I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
I came from Unity.
Yeah.
I still belong there.
Yeah, okay, listen, I don't want to do a whole talk now, but tomorrow we'll talk about it. We'll talk about how that works for you, and maybe it will lead to some sessions that we can do where you can use your abilities to tap into that. It'll help people, and thank you. And
you're welcome.
Let me see here. So,
this is Carolyn, and I was listening on BBS because I was coughing so badly.
Okay.
But then I heard you, and by the time I called in, I didn't want to interrupt, but yes, I'm here.
You're there.
And I was there. I just couldn't talk to you.
Okay, so tell us about what's happened with your pneumonia.
I got sick a week ago Friday, and I went to a doctor over there. They thought it was just a cold, gave me cough syrup. I went to a second doctor who gave me the mildest antibiotics possible, and I think all that did was, as I was developing pneumonia, it just kind of made them stronger. And
mm-hmm.
I arrived on Thursday night. On Friday, it was worse. On Saturday, I went to the doctor, had chest x-rays, and they were very, very clear that I have pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me really strong antibiotics as well as an inhaler, which I'd never had before. And since yesterday, it's already starting to get better, but I still have a pretty awful cough.
Well, let's just put your whole situation in the light for healing, for total health, and ask our sources and all of us. We'll take a moment of silence and just, you're in Alameda, right?
I'm in Sacramento.
You're in Sacramento.
Yes.
So let's just see that energy coming in.
Well, every good healing, my little apartment fills with love light.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can see it, but I recognize it and I feel it, and it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasts for several hours after the good healing is over.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, we get that from a lot of people who are listening. And let's move into the silence now, and I want you just to receive.
Right.
You're a giver, and you're giving all the time. And right now, open the channels to receive, and let's see those pathogens that are causing you to be sick just dispersing, breaking up. And we ask for all the help and support from our sources in doing that.
The palms of my hands are tingling.
Okay. Thy will be done. And let's see what time it is now. Oh my God, it's 11:15. And we have a bunch of people on our healing list here. And those of you that are on this list, if you can, start coming into our calls early. Get to know people. Get to be present. Get to feel the energy. Because I do believe that helps to open you up for what you want to happen. And do it on a regular basis. We have here Karen in Reading, and she asks for divine guidance and protection for a young man being sent to prison. Instead of a doctor's request for him to obtain medical help for his drug dependency. And this is her grandson, Randy. So let's send Randy the light for fairness and equity. Jeffrey in Milwaukee, whose brother hears voices of a dark nature in the night hours, and he asks his brother might have love light to occupy the space so these dark energies can't get in. And why don't you invite your brother to listen in on a Sunday call, Jeffrey, because he can learn to access the energies and it might help. Then we have David in Tombstone, and he's doing planetary requests, which are very important right now. Freedom of rights, Second Amendment, freedom of the internet, stop using GMOs, for David to get his army disability. Releasing of cancer. And for everyone reading this, I send love and light healing. And we need abundance of wealth to stock up for 9 months or so, food and medicine. And then we have Heather in Appleton. Please heal my living situation. Help me find a safe, comfortable, affordable place away from my ex-boyfriend. Please separate me from the energies of my ex-boyfriend and send him healing and help on finding his way. And then we have Dean in Springfield, Oregon. I need healing because my spouse just crossed over and I am grief, sometimes so much that I can barely function. I feel empty, lost, alone, and depressed. most of the time. Why don't you, Dean, ask a question on our Wednesday call about your beloved and have them take a look at her. And a lot of times we've had the experience that they can tap into that person and even help them on the other side. And, you know, there's this quote that somebody said that when children come into the world, we laugh, and then when we die, we cry. And it should be the opposite. When we come into the world, we should cry. And when we leave here, we should laugh. Okay. And then we have here Susan in Los Angeles. We send the light to her bladder problems and pain. And then we have here Trish in Florida, healing for my family at all levels of their being, healing for our planet and sea creatures who have been washing up on the shore. Love and blessings for all. And then we have Rosalie, who was sure she'd get her dream job in Holland, but she didn't. She looks for a secure, long-term job that suits her needs and helps her pay her bills. And then we have Rick in Iowa City. For my wife, Kathy, has she been feeling stomach pain that comes and goes? Help us to ease it and or find what it is. My left arm hurts. Let's send the light to Rick. And then we have James in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I am feeling stuck in a loop of non-valued actions. And I've had nudges, dreams in the past week of doing more, but unsure what the next steps are. I am 59 years young in 2 weeks. I need a little clear insight into what's next. You know, I suggest go out and do something that you wouldn't normally do. I tell people, go to old age homes or convalescent homes and talk to people. It just helps get you out of your own issues and puts you in a position of being serviced to other people who really need it. And it doesn't mean you're going to be doing that for the rest of your life, but it takes you out of your patterns, and you might start getting some insights if you do that occasionally. Then we have Deb, prayers for finding safe, affordable housing for my daughter and myself now that we're alone. Deb, we love you, and we send the energy that you can find that. Lori in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She puts Kenneth into the healing light for cancer. He is in the process of transitioning in Riverside, California. Lori, I have somebody that I've been talking to that has some kind of natural thing that has really worked for people. Send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with them, and you can talk to them, okay? Particularly for cancer. Jim in Hood River, Oregon, and Rockport, Massachusetts. Protection and divine intervention to free Jim and Dan from attack by the powers that be. Also, divine intervention to heal Jim from a massive heart attack and cancer, probably due to the incredible stress from all he is trying to resolve and survive through. Thank you. And then we have, you know what? Whoever's putting these in, it sounds like it's probably Marcia. Marcia, you should actually be your name there. And then if it's Marcia, and then put the person in the light, in the request side. Because makes a difference. If a person asks for themselves, and if somebody asks for them, and and it misrepresents it, so it's confusing. And there is Marcia. Healing for her physical and emotions and subtle bodies, and to remove blockages permanently, so I can be whole and a far greater service to the agenda of love light. And that's all of those we're going to do right now. It's 11:25. We're taking a long time. Let's go, instead of me doing our meditation as we normally do it, let's just do this in silence, because we don't have enough time. And we just want to see ourselves surrounded in a blanket of love light. We're connected to the highest of realms, and allow that energy to move into your personal space. Ask for it and be in that place where you can feel the expansion of energy. You can feel the connection. You can experience that you are part of the universe. You are not separated. You have never been separated. It's just that the illusion of this realm creates the feeling of separation. If you have things that you would like to change in yourself, if you have people you love that you'd like to send healing energy to, right now, hold that space. Hold that intention. Okay, we are going to move into hearing a message from our sources. If you're new on this line, the voice that speaks through Terry explains himself to be a conglomerate of two group souls. One of them that never had bodies, that's at the center of the universe, and one that's had a bunch of bodies, the individuals in it, and graduated, and now act as a team to help planets at lower levels of evolution, like us. And we've had the unusual experience of connecting with both of these energies. And at some point a couple of years ago, they said, why don't we work together through this group? And so I'm not saying any of that's true. That's just what they said. Terry is the vehicle they speak through. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry. Earth to Terry.
I'm here.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we invite our sources to address us through Terry Brown. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is May 12th, 2013, Mother's Day. And to mothers everywhere, to the spark that unites the family, we envelop each one that is willing to feel, to sense us, to put our energy there for them to feel, to bring up the quality of the experience of the day to the rich frequencies that extend into the unseen realm of frequencies of love light from our realm and appearing to those that wish to experience it in your realm. We see the heartfelt contact between the family and the mothers on this day, and it brings tears to our energy eyes of the love and caring that has gone in to the making of a family, a successful family. We take a moment and we look at all of the people on the healing list. And we see that many have asked for the others that they care about. This is helpful when one does this and envisions a better life for those people, a healing for those people. And those people are then able, if they choose, to partake in that energy, and if they are receptive, to receive the love and care that those wishes are sent with. We see that in all cases, the place where one is sending the area, the place within one where one wishes to reach or wishes another to reach, can be a model. When one can see it clearly, then when once you skull clearly, then the other person, and indeed oneself, when one is asking for themselves, can have an example whereby the cells of the body become complex systems of the body can look and have that as an example to emulate, to begin to improve, begin to heal and enhance their vitality and increase their electrical potential, for it is with a higher electrical potential that there are more electrons available to repair the system. But the imaging of the goal, the clearer you can see it, the more that the body can emulate it and can bring the body into a state of repair. When you're asking for another, if the other does not choose to pick up on it, it still helps, even just the component of it, of the love and the care, helps to let the other person know that they are cared for, even though it is a subliminal level. We are profoundly happy that, and happy is not the right word, we are, it brings us joy to see this caring, particularly on this Mother's Day, particularly of the children, expressing thanks to their mother on this day. And we send thanks to all the mothers and also to the fathers as they make the family unit complete. We wish each of you a beautiful experience this day, and we appreciate profoundly the chance to connect with each and every one, and on the people on the healing list, we send special care and special energy to us. It is not a miracle when someone heals, as it is that they have found a way to open the flows, to open their heart, to receive, to begin to heal and repair according to the abundance and the image, the things that are out there, that the abundance, the love that is available to be experienced for those that are open. We leave, but we do not leave.
I am reading my emails while we do these calls, and I'm getting emails from some of you that are listening on the internet. And I think that's a good idea that I acknowledge that, so that you can feel your energies are being felt and acknowledged. I got an email from Jack, and I don't know where he is, but I know I've gotten a number of emails. He's very sensitive and supportive to our work. And he was mentioning oil of oregano is the best natural antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal available. It's available in health food stores. A few drops, 5 to 7, in a glass of water, taken every hour throughout the day, will quickly reverse infection. Pneumonia is usually the result of subnormal functioning of the heart, which allows fluid to collect in the tissues, lining of the lungs, which is a perfect breeding ground for pathogens. So for all of you, it's not a bad idea to have some oil of oregano around, and I'm aware of that as well. And then he says, Terry's description of the energy hands projecting a perfect holographical image of the heart over the physical one is a great confirmation of the etheric template, which is mutable and easy to transform than working in the physical. This is the path of all real healing. And maybe for some of you, that helps to visualize, instead of focusing on the area of you that's not working, start building energy in the ethereal or the imagination level so that you can see something shift there and let it download. Thank you, Jack, for your email. And then Roger Paul is tired of being without energy and finances. And Roger, same thing. Start working on the etheric level. See things coming in and don't focus on the lack, and see if you can switch the energy. Keep in mind that on some level, you are responsible, not to feel guilty in terms of being responsible, but taking responsibility for the creation of who you are, and learn how to recreate yourself so that the things you want to happen can come in. And then Debbie says, I'm one of those listeners who's been quietly participating in the background, and I just had to let you know about the effect your call had on me today. I woke up feeling very sad and lonely this morning because I live alone. I don't have friends and family, so just listening to everyone since the call began instantly lifted me out of my depression. It makes me feel like I'm part of the family. Thank you, and thanks to everyone on the call. And thanks, Debbie, for sharing that. And let's see. Gary asked, he was searching for my son, Akhenaten, and in this book, Akhenaten is spelled in a weird way, Gary. It's spelled I-K-H-N-A-T-O-N, I-K-H-N-A-T-O-N. And I think it's about $12, and sometimes they have used copies for $7 or $8 on Amazon. And it's by Anne Ray Colton. And I believe Ray is spelled R-A-E. And let's see. We also have, let me see here. Let's see, just a second. Janet Fobel got a pendant, and she says, thank you, Wynn. It's a beautiful pendant. Thank you, Janet. And just letting you know that on those gold pendants, we have an incredible bargain on them. We're sold out, by the way. We'll have more in on Wednesday, so if you order today, they'll probably be shipped on Thursday, so be patient. But we're getting incredible incredible responses for the pendants. And hang on a second here. Got another great testimonial from someone. Here it is. From John Steinbauer. I will testify how heartedly this amazing pendant is. The energy transmits purely with yours and raises yours to higher realms of your true complete source. I use it whenever my energy is low, and especially at night next to my bedstand. How amazing my dreams are, so vivid and astonishing. Well, help me sleep completely through the night. I used to always toss and turn and had dreams that were difficult to remember. Dreams are important. They help you with your life path. I own both pendants. Thanks for creating such a dramatic product, which is beautiful and helps you in so many ways. Sincerely, John in New York. And thank you, John. And keep in mind, the pendants are selling for $25 when you use the discount code MOTHER, and it's over tonight at midnight. And if you order today, you'll probably have to wait till about Thursday till we ship them, but it won't be that long. And let's now just quickly move into planetary healing. And using our group energy, our group intention, with all of us here on this line, all of you who are listening on the internet all over the world, and our sources, our invisible friends in other dimensions who are with us on these calls. And we want to blanket our planet. We are powerful. Maybe there's only a couple hundred of us here on the line, but there are millions or billions of Elohim Ra souls, and they respond to being asked, to our requests. And so we ask them right now to work with us. And we want to surround our planet, with love light. And all those people on this planet, there's so many people who are good people with pure hearts that are reaching, that have come in from other dimensions. Some of you are those people. You've come here to be of service, to help this planet. We know there's a lot of dark influences on this planet, and we can't eradicate them. You know, one time I asked a question, why don't we just do away with all the dark forces? And they said, well, it would alleviate things for a moment, but they just come back in some other future planet. So the only way is to love them out of their darkness, to shine light, to have no fear, to give them no power over us, and that we act as a group team asking for this energy to be planted here on Earth, and that all those people that are capable of opening, that have come here to be of higher service, that they find their way of doing that. And that all of you who are on these calls, just by being here, you're casting your vote for this energy and this positive influence to impact our planet. And your vote makes a huge difference. I know it's hard to believe, but it does. Jesus said, with the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And this is how it works, because faith is another word for it, maybe not exactly the same, but intent. It's like through our belief in seeing things transform, we access the higher dimensions. We access the power of the higher dimensions. And all it takes for the positive to win on this realm is enough people asking. And we see this light surrounding our planet. We see, we always do the ring of fire, which is the landmass surrounding the Pacific Ocean. And we'll just do a quick move from the tip of South America to the coast of South America, to Central America, to Mexico, to California, the west coast of the United States. We see this huge energy moving through the Earth, underground, into those areas where there's tectonic plates which have the potential for creating earthquakes. And, you know, we've asked for a lot of small earthquakes instead of one big one. And we know that Los Angeles has been having a lot of small earthquakes. And I don't know if that has to do with our request or if it was just going to happen. It doesn't matter. We'll keep that request alive. We go up the coast, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oregon, Washington, Vancouver, all the way across to the southern coast, the western coast of Canada, the southern coast of Alaska, the eastern coast of Russia, down through Indonesia, China, Philippines, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan. We ask for any radiation from Fukushima that be capped, that it be reduced. We go down to Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, and we'll jump over to the middle of the country, the New Madrid Fault, which centers in St. Louis, and the five surrounding states, and we go underground, and we see those tectonic plates surrounded by love light, and that any disturbances be small and away from population centers. And we'll just go around the whole country. We'll see our blanket of love surrounding our planet, and that every place where there's potential earthquake be mediated for the highest good. And we see, while we're around our whole planet, we see the drought, rain. We see rain where there's drought, so there's food. We ask for any interventions, a public awareness, freedom of internet, and in particular, awareness of GMO foods, which are not healthy for you, and that you can do a search on that, and personally you can learn what foods are most likely to be GMO. One of them is corn, and it's good to avoid it unless you know it's not GMO. The problem with GMO foods is they do not have to be labeled as such. So you have to do your own research to figure out how to get around this. We ask for peace. We ask for those sources that would create havoc on our planet, not be able to get the energy of fear that allows them to do their havoc work, which they're very good at. And we ask that any nuclear weapons be disabled, not be allowed to go off. And we ask that all the star seeds and wanderers on this planet might find the ways to be activated. You know, the internet makes a free for all in terms of reaching people. And lots of people are hypnotized as to the things that are actually going on. But steady pressure, steady bringing in energy, we're creating a foundation here, right on this call. And other people are doing the same in their own ways for planting the seeds of this new energy for the new earth, which is waiting in the wings. And sometimes in some little communities, it's actually there. It's on the etheric level. It's energetically, it's here. All people have to do is respond to the energies. And, you know, they say, we are a pioneer group, one of the pioneer groups holding this space, this energy, this connection to the love light energies, to the higher dimensions, as a reference point for the planet. And you are doing that. And so I thank you all who are showing up and supporting this work. I thank you all on the internet that even though we don't see you, we're going to start reading your emails in the future so that you feel more present and that you know that we know you're there. And on that note, I thank everyone who's volunteering. I thank Terry. And we'll bring this session to a close.